This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to go back to something that I brought up some time ago concerning about what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, because we are going to be talking about how a faithful witness can be used for the president, telling you the story of that of, well, President Andrew Jackson and a faithful witness of God. It's second to none. It truly is. I'd shared with you some time ago, friends, about how an individual got together with me and basically said that he wanted me to be on standby to help him on his national broadcast. And I already got one. I mean, I've got 119 radio stations across the country, so it's not like I'm looking for an opportunity to take over for somebody else in any sense of the word. So he was initiating this conversation by asking me if I would be a part of his radio broadcast. And so what I did is I just said to him, I said, okay, and I just kind of just put it up in thought. And I was listening to his conversation, and here it comes. And I knew it was coming. I mean, I knew it was coming. And he said, but we just kind of need to hone some things in. And hopefully you guys remember this. And I said, well, why do I need to, you know, hone things in or tone things down? And this reminds me of, again, what William Booth said, the founder of the Salvation Army. He said, we are not sent to minister to a congregation and be content if we keep things going. He said, we're sent to make war and stop short of nothing but the subjugation of the world and the sway of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, just like your enemies are in the United States of America today. Just like your enemies are today. Just like your enemies act, friends. They're showing the world their faith by what they're doing. And I'm talking about the Muslims. Matter of fact, did you just hear today, friends, from Jihad Watch? 93% of Muslims in public official capacity in America would not express support for the Constitution they swore to uphold. Of course not. I've warned the American people of this over and over and over again. But I want to go back to this, friends, because I think it's important for people to understand. People are constantly trying to change me. Listen, you're a fool for your pains. Who I am in Christ, He put in me. I wasn't talked into my faith, nor can I be talked out of my faith. You know, the Bible says we're called to be the ministers of the flames of fire. And what do we see today in this country, friends? Just the exact opposite. We have seen the fallout concerning the curses in America, especially in the pulpits, have we not? Now, with that said, I had told this individual, and he said, you know, we need to just hone things in, and we need to just tone things down a little bit. I said, you know, the problem that I'm having with what's going on here is you're part of the generation that's responsible for the harvest that we're dealing with right now. This is your harvest right now. You know, the Bible says in Luke 7:35, it says that wisdom is justified by your children. You want to see the reflection of the older people? Look at the younger people. And I said, when the Lord changes His message, I'll change mine. But until then, I'm not changing a thing. Because I'm not born of you, I'm born of the Spirit of God. And my Bible tells me that he comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And we see continuously Romans 15:8, where Jesus is a preacher of the circumcision, going to the Jews that were broken by the law of God, his moral law. Read Romans 3, Psalm 19:7, and Galatians 3:24. And I said, you have raised up an antinomianist. You have raised up a generation of anarchists. You have raised up and proselytized individuals in this country who are twice as much the sons and daughters of hell. And you want me to tone it down. I said, when your way works, I said, then we'll begin to follow. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We follow the Christ here. And now keep that in mind as to what I just said. Scripture tells us in Jude, I want you to listen carefully, friends. It says, Jude, verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Remember how Jesus was zealous over his Father's house and how he looked at the Pharisees that were selling and buying inside of the temple? And he took a whip and he basically cast them out with the use of the whip as he was throwing tables over. Do you also remember in Scripture where it says that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees? Do you also realize those that are a part of the effeminate, that they have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven? Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Isn't it interesting how everybody wants me to change me to basically affix my message so it serves their flesh? Listen to this. This is secondly. Verse 4, Jude. For there are certain men crept in unawares who before of old ordained to this condemnation ungodly men, turning the grace of God, our God, into lasciviousness. Anybody know what that means? Carnal lusts. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will therefore put you into remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. See, people today think that they're playing games with the living God. And when in fact what they're doing is they're playing with the eternity concerning their own souls. Why? Because they don't like to hear the gospel message the way that it's supposed to be preached. They want an Aaron. They can't stand a Moses. Do you understand? Friends, understand this. In Proverbs 14:25, the Bible says, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. You know what we see in the pulpits today? In America, friends, we see the guilty party of those who have withheld the Word of God. They've rejected the Holy Ghost, who's given unto those that obey, Acts 5. And they want us to follow their lead. And if we don't follow their lead, guess what they do? They think that they do God a service by killing guys like me because I'm not in a reprobate state like them. Read John 16, verse 1 when you get a moment. It's a true witness that delivers souls. It was Jesus that spoke, not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but he spoke boldly. That means forward to danger. Okay, the Bible characterizes Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It characterizes him as a man of war, right? Peace comes after war. And again, people don't like that. They want other preachers to tone down their message that confronts what they don't preach. See, what they have done is they've taken on the commandments of men, which make void the commandments of God. Okay? And what is it that they miss, friends? They miss the judgment of God. That's what this is all about. This is exactly what this is all about. I'm going to come right back to this, and I'm going to give you a little bit. Well, let's go a little bit down further concerning this little exposition. And I want to confront the issue here, friends, because I want you to understand the Spirit of the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. It does not overlook sin. It does not omit sin. It does not look the other way when it comes to sin. It preaches out against sin. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to watch us live, please go to over to YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on. My bad, friends. I am so sorry about that. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on. You can watch us live on YouTube and jump on the conversation. Jump in on the conversation concerning live chat. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. You can watch us live there. Friends, if you want to jump online and check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to book us. We're about 3 months out right now. If it's something that you'd like to squeeze us in on, maybe we could possibly do that. Call 1-866-233-0747. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you want to, go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. You can also check us out there. We got about 16,000 subscribers right now. With that said, do understand, I'm telling you that for the very purpose that you're on the right page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to be talking about how a faithful witness can be used for the president, telling you the story of President Andrew Jackson. Everybody remembers Andrew Jackson for all the bad things that he's done. Well, guess what? One thing that Andrew Jackson understood is, you know what, no matter how bad I am and know how bad off I am as well in my sin and how dead I am in my sin, I serve a big creator. I serve a great creator, one who saves me from my sin, who does for me what I cannot do for myself on so many different and on so many different fronts. Again, I want to get over this topic because I want to kill this before the next segment's up, so I can get to what I want to talk about, because it's important, because I get people constantly telling me what I need to do, how I need to do it, constantly trying to change the message. And yet when I look at Scripture, I can't seem to understand what they're talking about. I mean, I can go back to the story of Aaron, and I can go to the story, it's in Exodus 32, of Moses. Remember how Moses wanted to bring him out, and he wanted to kill him in the wilderness, and yet it was the Lord's will that he brought him out there, and miracle after miracle after miracle, no matter what he did in confronting the Pharaoh and letting the children of Israel go, they still wanted Aaron. They didn't want God's will. They wanted the will of the flesh. And so what they did is they created a golden calf. And if you remember right, they said, these be our gods. What was the God of prosperity? Does that sound familiar, America? And we talked about that last week concerning the lottery winners and how that worked out for them. But it's interesting how people want Aaron. They don't want Moses. And the fact of the matter is, faithful witnesses of the Spirit of God that are born of the Spirit of God, they're not there to appease men. Read Galatians 1 when you get a moment, friends. He's not there to appease men. He didn't receive the gospel of Jesus Christ from men. He received it from him. And there's a big difference because people just continuously play the fool with me on so many fronts. I mean, they're fools for their pain. And what am I talking about again? It's not, I wasn't talked into what I do. I was empowered to do what I do, period. Okay? So whatever God puts in me, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me. So don't try to change me in the process of appeasing you and your friends that are dead in their sins. And I want to tell you this too. I am not here to, and I hope the whole nation's hearing this. I'm not here to make friends with a bunch of compromisers. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. And I'm talking about the church in America who is in fact, listen, get them to change their message. How about that? Because when you look at the church in America today, what are they? They're the greatest advocates to the murder of over 60 million babies in this country because of their silence. Over 300,000 pulpits every week fail to preach out against the sin of abortion. They're the greatest advocates to the sodomite agenda. They even have gay flags, which is a condemnation unto themselves. It's a perversion of the covenant that God made after he destroyed the world. Well, the homosexuals have taken on that flag, changed things up a little bit, and said, well, you know, the flag is, you know, it's pride. They call it pride. Pride's a sin, right? And what do? They take the flag that's there. Why did God judge the world? Because of the wickedness of men. Who's making these flags? Who's calling their parades gay pride parades? The very reason God judged the world, because of the wickedness of these people, right? Ask Sodom and Gomorrah if you want greater specificity. Who's the greatest advocate to the sodomite agenda in America? Well, the professed church. I'm not here to look to the approbation of the church in America. Folks, they're the reason we're in trouble. If you look at the government, that's the fruit of the church. And if you look at the fruit of the church, that's the fruit of the people in this country. See how it keeps coming right back to our own responsibilities? And who we are before God? Because really, that's what this comes down to. Like it or not, it's the facts. But I want to go back to this. Listen carefully. I got 6 minutes on this segment. Folks, the professed church in America is not the standard. I want to make clear on this. Jesus Christ is the standard, not the church. Okay, not your favorite preacher. I can take this to politics too. Not your favorite politician just because he calls himself a Christian. No. Going back to the pulpits, I don't care who they are, friends. I'm not a respecter of persons because my Father isn't. And if I'm born of his Spirit, guess what? I'm living out who he is here on this earth through me. I hold his heart. I feel what aggravates him, what he confronts. I can feel his pain. I can feel his happiness. I can feel his joy. I can feel his indignation. I can feel his fiery indignation quite a bit, let me tell you. You know, how many times, and you can ask my wife this, how many times, because I'm more of a discerner, and I can close my eyes and discern better than I can with my natural eyes, right? And notice that's born of the Spirit when you can say something like that. That's not something that you can just conjure up. You close your eyes, you can't see in front of you. I can discern with my eyes closed better than I can see with my eyes, friends. Give me 5 minutes in a room and I can tell you exactly what's wrong with it and who's responsible for it. That's who I am. That's what God has made me out to be. And showing me who he is to show me who I am not. And that way, I'm out of the way and you can see who he is. And he's the one that's going to have to actually confirm the word, signs following behind me. The Lord confirming the word concerning who? His disciples. What? The word following. Signs following. And also read Hebrews 2:4 when you get a moment. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. I want you to listen to this. You take what you see today and you put it up in contrast to our forefathers. I want you to listen to this. This is Roger Sherman. He's a signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He said this. He said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history. This is what's happened. Okay? Those that have forgotten their traditions and their histories are the ones that are trying to change those that are truly born of the Spirit. And so longer... remember that the country they love, said Roger Sherman, the institutions they cherish and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Born in the throes of armed resistance to tyranny? Well, folks, you have the media causing you to believe that the militia in this country are the bad guys now. You've got it completely upside down on your head. You know, the militia is law-abiding, and what are they standing up against? They're standing up against corruption in government. And just because they call themselves representatives, you're taking them for face value because you refuse to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. He ends with, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. That's all we see today is capitulating, spineless, effeminate men. How shameful. How shameful. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Now you have people in the pulpit preaching, and more than not, preaching out against, saying, you know what, we're to submit to the government rather than the church, actually living out their role where the government submits to the church. God gave the church the government, friends. And good government in the church, good folks, good Christians, real Christians, they work hand in glove. And if you look in Scripture, you'll also notice in the book of Deuteronomy, friends, that when judgment was called first, the first thing they called was not the judge, they called the priest. Let's put it into context here, okay? Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and the heart of flame. God needed not shaken by the wind. He said God needed not reed shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. I want to finish with this, because what we see today is how the church wants to mellow anybody else that dares confront them for their compromises. Jesus said it's better that you're cold or hot. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. This is what we're addressing today. John Wesley, friends. John Wesley, the great English field prophet who preached 90% law and 10% grace. Did you know that John was kicked out of the church for confronting the heretical teachings of the day, which God used to push into the masses? Right? I'm going to come right back to this, finish this point, and I'll get to my topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says everyone needs to just stay calm. President Trump says everyone needs to just stay calm regarding the coronavirus.
Well, this was unexpected. This was something that came out of China, and it hit us and many other countries. You look at the numbers. I see the numbers with just by watching you folks. I see it. It's over 100 different countries, and it hit the world. And we're prepared, and we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm.
President Trump speaking at the Capitol after having lunch with congressional Republicans who are working on a stimulus package to help the U.S. economy overcome the coronavirus outbreak. Voters in six states are heading to the polls this Tuesday, including Michigan, where former Vice President Joe Biden got into it with an auto worker regarding the Second Amendment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let me just cover this really quick. What am I saying in a nutshell? 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they have foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. I want to finish this little exposition here. I'm doing my best, friends. Just talking about John Wesley, the great field preacher. He was a prophet who preached 90% law and 10% grace. Read Galatians 3:24. It's exactly what Jesus did. A lot of the proud grace to the humble. John Wesley was kicked out of the church for confronting the heretical teachings of the day. He'd had a heyday in America today, wouldn't he have? Which God used to push him to the masses. He became a field prophet. It was said that after John Wesley's death, you can actually go online and look at his death mask, and you can see the pictures of the authentic John Wesley. But listen to this. It was said that after John Wesley's death, the painted pictures of him were so rough in countenance, so instead of painting John Wesley for who he was and what he actually looked like, they simply accommodated the self-professed religious hypocrites of the day by painting an effeminate and softened down version of John Wesley, which you see today. Read Matthew 11:8. Also keep in mind, friends, when you go into a church today, do you see a rugged Jesus on the cross? Nope. What do you see? You see effeminate Jesus hanging on the cross, effeminate. They effeminized him, right? I know the Bible says that he was despised and rejected of men. I understand what the Bible says about his countenance. But the fact of the matter is, you better understand that in the physical, in the carnate, he was a, number one, a carpenter, okay? He was no little punk pushover. And I'm not taking you to the flesh because he was huge in the spirit. No question. The spirit was given unto him without measure, the Bible says. But it's interesting to note that people have in their minds a picture of Jesus. And guess what he looks like? Just like them. Not a judge, like the Bible tells us and describes him as to be. Oh, my goodness, friends. And judgment over and over and over and over again is brought up through Scripture, but you never hear it today. See? And judges are not usually ones that you can push over or talk out of doing the right thing, are they? Good judges. No, never. That's true. Let's go to another one. What they did is, with Jesus, the same thing they've done with John Wesley, they effeminized him. They softened him down, okay? Again, they wanted to look just like them. The people didn't like, again, the ruggedness of who John Wesley was. You guaranteed, friends, I'm guaranteeing it. It's the same thing with Jesus Christ. Same thing, okay? And I'm going to get to that in a moment. But to further prove the point of the softening down of men who spoke the truth and were real leaders, let's turn to hip-hop artist Chuck D, who said of Martin Luther King Jr., remember Martin Luther King Jr. said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. Of course, he used that to initiate war, the Civil War, and it was the Lord using him to do so, to bring about judgment upon a disobedient people on both sides, North and South. Martin goes on, was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or we will be extremists for the extension of justice. Which one do you choose? Okay? But notice what hip-hop artist Chuck D said about Martin Luther King. He said that there's this constant softening down of who he was. And he said Martin Luther King was a radical. He totally was. So, hey, folks, you look at the preachers in Scripture, oh, my goodness, everywhere they went, it hit the fan, for a better way of saying it, friends. Trouble followed them. And the Bible says in Isaiah 59 that when you depart from wickedness, what happens? You become a prey. You see all these church leaders that want to tone everybody down. Isn't it interesting? First of all, they went up the political ladder to get there. But also understand that, friends, they're also there because they want people to believe that they're the standard. And it's interesting, as they denounce the word, they're okay as long as people adhere to him or them rather than Jesus Christ. Then when you adhere to Jesus Christ, they don't like it. Why was Jesus Christ, why was he crucified? The Bible says Pontius Pilate knew that they delivered him up for evil or for envy. They were jealous of him. Okay? And real preachers, when they preach the word of God, friends, they're not there, again, for the approbation of men. And also understand that real leaders are not there to lead consensus. They're molders of consensus. There's a big difference. Now, to say all that, to say this, friends, and I'm saying through the flow out of my belly flow, rivers of living waters, you go ahead and pay attention to what we're talking about. Okay? And just give it a little time, and you'll begin to see other people across the country, when it's safe for them to do so, they'll start to follow the lead. Okay? How many times have we talked about the circus of politics? You know, it's interesting, all these conservative speakers across the country are beginning to speak about what? The circus of politics. I remember the whole gay agenda when it first came out. Nobody wanted to talk about it. And I told them what it was leading to. I said, they're going to go for our kids. Nope, I was crazy. I was this, that, and the other thing. Now, all of a sudden, everybody feels safe to talk about it. You know, it's interesting as well how I have shared with you that the Muslims are on the heels of the homosexuals. Nobody, oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. Now, guess what, friends? I'm sitting down in California, in Anaheim, California, 5 years ago, sitting there talking to a guy that does the same thing that I do. And he says, you know, the homosexuals are right on the heels of the Muslims. I said, yeah, I know. I remember when I talked about how Barack Hussein Obama was the greatest gun salesman in the history of America. Yeah, then before I knew it, friends, all of a sudden everybody starts talking about the... Folks, people are listening to the lead here. That's all I'm trying to say to you. And so for me to turn around, I want to say this. We don't lead from the back, nor does the Holy Ghost. We lead from the front because we follow the Christ who is leading the way. And that's where we're going to stay. Okay? John Knox was another one. What a great prophet of God, man. I mean, seriously. Mary, Queen of Scots, his enemy, said of him that she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. How many people can say that about the American church today? What do you see today? You see the church making deals with the government. You know who's alluring Muslims into America, friends? The churches are. They're the ones bringing them in. Why? Because the government's paying them off to sell you out, and it's exactly what they're doing. Just ask Lutheran Social Services. Just ask Catholic Charities, friends. That's what happens when you start leading from the back. And you're going to become barren. You're going to become fruitless. Twice dead, plucked up. Remember the Bible says that when the Lord didn't, all those that my father didn't plant, they'll be uprooted. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. They're not of the Spirit of God, friends. Let's get it right. And until we get it right, nothing's going to change. Anybody that takes a stand for the right thing, friends, is always ostracized. They're always demonized. But there's a day after that comes, so many times I wish it was sooner than later, but there's a day that comes where that gift and that individual is actually not exonerated, but justified by the Spirit of God. Just ask Elijah in the book of James. And I'm thinking of James, hang on a second, I'm just getting a new thought here. The Bible says this, it says, "Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and patience." Right? And patience. And what was the fruit of that gift, friends? And again, I'm not here trying to claim I'm anything. I'm just sticking to the apostles and the prophets the way that the Word tells us to stick to the apostles and the prophets, friends. Why? It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you, friends. And what people don't realize in this country is the rocks are falling on you. And we're talking about an eternity, not just temporarily here in this life. But again, when you read Scripture, what does it say? Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Well, keep in mind what was sandwiched in between that. Mount Carmel, confronting Ahab and Jezebel. The false prophets being taken out, and the message from Elijah going to the people saying, "How long will you alter between two opinions?" In 1 Kings 18. People, you got to keep in mind when you read Scripture, you got to keep it in context. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, we need to stick to the Word of God, regardless if men like to see it that way or not. Because again, I'm here to tell you, I am not looking for the approbation of those that call themselves Christians in this country that sit in a building and do nothing day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. No, they are the reason that we're in trouble today, and they want to tell you what we should be doing. Look at their districts. Here, let me just take it this way. Going to the Holy Ghost. You know, we have 98 churches in my community. In my county. Yet they're teaching evolution in the public schools. Okay, they're teaching homosexuality in the public schools. If they're not teaching it, they are just ignoring it, as if to suggest it's not actually happening. The history books and the science books are being changed every 3 to 7 years, and they want us to follow their lead. And what's more interesting than all of this, friends, is the kids know that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and 98 preachers in this country that call themselves preachers, just in this county, forgive me, in this county alone, look at the schools, that's how effective they are. You understand? There's the effectiveness of the church right there. Look what's happening in the public schools. Look at the babies that are being murdered in this country. Look what they're advocating for through their omission, through their silence. Look what they're advocating for. Instead of protesting against the sin, they remain silent, which makes them cowards of men. And it's exactly what I get to see. And these are the people that want to change me. Just think about that. What am I supposed to be? Just as ineffective as you? Just as worthless as you are? Were men trodden you underfoot and they don't even know it? And what does Jesus say about that? You're like dead men. Men walk over you and they don't even know it. That's how worthless they have become. My goodness, friends. Let's stick to Scripture here. Oh, what a great way to point the finger here. When you look in my county alone, 90-some churches, I believe there's 98, there may even be 100 and some now that I think about it, they're teaching evolution. The kids are being indoctrinated in public school. They're being taught homosexuality. And the churches in this county want you to believe that you're supposed to follow their lead, not this guy.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on. Join us on live chat or beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about now how a faithful witness can be used for the president. Andrew Jackson was better known for his attendance at duels than at church. But on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville where the controversial, there's this faithful witness, friends, Peter Cartwright was scheduled to speak. Now, as it happened, the general entered at the as the preacher was reading his text, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" Mark 8:36. With all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter and war hero was content to stand gracefully leaning on the middle post. At the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, he became nervous in the extreme. Seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket, whispering, "General Jackson has come in. General Jackson has come in." Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. Pay attention. "I felt a flash of indignation run all over me like an electric shock, and facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking audibly, I said, 'Who is General Jackson? If he don't get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else.'" The preacher tucked his head down and squatted low and would, no doubt, have been thankful to leave his absence. The congregation then, General Jackson and all, smiled or laughed right out, all at the preacher's expense. When the congregation was dismissed, he said, my city station preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, you are the strangest man that I ever saw. And General Jackson will be sure to chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city. Very clear of it, said I, for General Jackson, I have no doubt, will applaud my course. And if he should undertake to chastise me, there is two as can play that game. He wasn't moved by stature, friends. He wasn't moved by General Jackson just because he was the president, this faithful preacher, Peter Cartwright. The next morning, very early, my city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for preaching the Word of God, friends. He went down to apologize to the president for his conduct in the pulpit the night before, said Peter Cartwright. Shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel. I met the general on the pavement, and before I approached him, this is Peter Cartwright, the faithful preacher, and before I approached him by several steps, he smiled, reached out his hand, and said, Mr. Cartwright, you are a man after my own heart. Oh, my gosh. You're a man after my own heart. He said, I'm very surprised. This is the President of the United States thanking the faithful preacher. He said, you're a man after my own heart. He said, I'm very surprised that Mr. Mack, you know, the religious hypocrite, to think that I would be offended at you. He said, no, sir, the president did. I told him that I highly approved of your independence, that a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody and fear no mortal man. I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independents as you, fearless officers as you, and as a well-drilled army as you, he said, I could take old England. Let's get this straight, people. Faithful witnesses are approved by sincere men, regardless if they're saved or not. They know what you believe by how you act. By how you act. You know, apologetics in the church? Give me a break. Apologetic for what? Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection for the president. The seed sown by the faithful preacher Peter Cartwright was finally ready to bear fruit as God's word was not about to return void, Isaiah 55. Chamberlain writes, the evening of his stormy life, talking about the president, Andrew Jackson, had come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house. At last, thoughts of eternity were forced upon him, and after attending a series of religious meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is what a faithful witness does, friends. He brings it. He stays faithful to the Word of God, regardless if they like it or not. Hey, folks, if they're offended at the truth, that's all the more reason why you got to hold to the truth and not move. And don't you dare apologize for preaching the Word of God to men. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Thessalonians that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the Word of God in much affliction. But wait a second. When you rewind just a little bit, it talks about strong confidence and much assurance. Do you see that from preachers today? Absolutely not. They spend more time trying to make sure that they don't step on anybody's feelings than they do anything else. And I want to tell you why they do that. Because they want your money. That's why. They want your money. They don't want to hurt their church attendance. And this is not fictitious. This is a Barna research statistic that I'm sharing with you right now. Those that can't tell you hard truths, friends, they're not your friends. The people that can look at you and jeopardize your friendship by telling you the truth and you know it's all the truth, you better not ever, ever let that person go out of your life. Because those are hard to find. They're hard to find. Let me go on here. After attending a series of religious meetings, Christian meetings, President Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. Boy, that's the work of the Holy Ghost, John 16, verse 8. He passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and in prayer, and in the morning he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins. What is sin? The transgression of breaking God's moral law. What doesn't the professed church in America preach anymore? God's moral law. Well, if they don't preach the law, then why do they need to repent? For sin is the transgression of breaking God's law. Let me say it this way. Jesus said to the Pharisees, to the hypocrites, the religious hypocrites, the scribes, the doctors of the law, when they were sitting there and basically calling him out because he was sitting there eating with sinners. And Jesus said, hey, listen, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's what he said. How are you to know that you're a sinner until someone shows you God's moral law? Why do you go to the doctor until someone first shows you what your ailment is, that you have a need of the doctor? Do you understand? So it is. Law to grace. Law to grace. Law to grace. The law detects the sin. Grace conquers. The law drives me to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where I put my faith in Jesus Christ. This was the message that this man read. This is the message that this man received. Okay, this is the president, the seventh president of the United States of America. He passed the night, President Jackson, walking in his chamber in anguish and prayer. And in the morning, he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins and through faith in Christ Jesus had obtained forgiveness upon repentance, which is initiated by the Holy Ghost. Family prayer was immediately established. He was privileged to read through the Bible two times before his death, all because of a faithful man of God. On May 29th, 1845, only a few weeks before his death, Jackson declared, listen carefully, "Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in His goodness and mercy. The Bible is true. Upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation and through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." I got to ask a question to those at all. That want to continuously try to change guys like me. I'm curious. Let's go back to Peter Cartwright and Andrew Jackson. Just think, if there wasn't a Peter Cartwright to tell him what you were unwilling to tell him, he would have never got saved. That's exactly right. On May 29th, 1845, only weeks before his death, Jackson declared, "I'm in the hands of a merciful God." What got him there? A faithful preacher. On June 8, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Jackson reassured everyone with these words, listen carefully, and I end with, "My dear children, do not grieve for me. It is true. I am going to leave you. I am well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon the accursed cross of Calvary. That all might be saved who put their trust in Him. God will take care of you for me. I am my God's. I belong to Him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black." Both white and black, he said. And before expiring, Andrew Jackson made a last appeal for America to build her future on the blessed Word of God. He said, "That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the good, old-fashioned, faithful preachers of the Word of God." What are we missing today, friends? Those that are willing to tell the truth regardless of men like it or not. Because I'll tell you what, there is a whole lot of people in this country that are waiting for them men to come out and take it. When the Lord prayed, birthed the prayer through King David. King David said, "Give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is mine." It's exactly what he did. Friends, we have an opportunity here, and we need to take it on scriptural terms, not on the terms of fallen men who are yet dead in their sins. We love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.